So the Gemara said, I want to ask a kasha the vida vida, because the vida is not chayish for the mitzvah of the behemoth. So it says you can use it as a wall, yet it's chayish l'bukis anoid. So the Gemara said that Rabbi Yehuda says nothing to do with being chayish l'bukis anoid, right? So if you have a barrel of or a wineskin of sort of the container, we're not worried that it's going to break. The problem was that Yehuda doesn't hold of breira, that you can choose retroactively which part was the truma, which part was the maisa. But as breaking of the barrel or the wineskin, cracking, that Yehuda was not concerned about. So Mara Zakasha now, l'chayish Yehuda l'bekiyas hanoid, Yehuda l'chayish l'bekiyas hanoid, it's holding Chavdalid Amad Aleph, about 9-10 lines from the top of the Amad. The hot, Mendukhtani Sefer. The Sefer says, Amr Loiler Meir. It said to a Meir, Iyata Moide Shem Yeboka Anoid. Are you not concerned that the barrel might break when Imsa Zeh Shoysa Tavolim Lemafreya? If all the wine falls away, he won't be able to take Shumas Samaisis anymore. And it comes out that he drank Tevil. But Amr Lahu, Meir answered back, Likisha Yeboka. Right, Rashi says, Likisha Yeboka Novim Bedova. When it happens, then we'll look into it and we'll see what the halacha is. In other words, he was saying, it's not going to happen. It wasn't choshesh is going to happen. So Ramey is not choshesh that the barrel is going to break. Mechlal, the choshesh. Rabbi Yehuda l'kisa noida. Rabbi Yehuda is choshesh that is going to break. The verse says, no. Hosam Rabbi Yehuda, who do kamale Ramey? It was Rabbi Yehuda who was saying it to Ramey. Lididi, according to me, Rabbi Yehuda, Lesli Breira. I don't hold a Breira that retroactively you can say this was the Truma, this was the Meiser. So it just doesn't work to say on Shabbos, just carry on drinking. Mitzvah Shabbos, you'll take the Trumas of Meisus, Lemafreya, it doesn't work. Ele Lididoch, according to you, Remeya, to Yesh Breira, okay, so you say there's no problem because you hold of Yesh Breira, so you can choose Mitzvah Shabbos. Yeah, this was always the Truma, this was always the Meisah. Okay, so that's not a problem. But Iyata Moida, the Shem Yeboka Noit, okay, but you should still be concerned that it might break. The barrel might break. Amaluhu, Sir May responded, Likashi Boka. When that happens, we'll worry about it. In other words, it's so far fetched, you don't need to be concerned. Okay. So, according to Yehuda, you could use a animal as a wall for sukkah, or for a well as a corner right angle. If you want to take out the water on Shabbos, for Oli Regal, and we're not choshesh that's going to die. So, that the Gemara's Akasha now. Is Rabbi Yehuda not choshesh that things, that people, animals die? We're not concerned about Misa. But Tanan, we learned, Rabbi Yehuda said, Af isha cheres maskinun loy. Kohen Gadol has to have a wife. And Rashi brings down the pasuk that says, V'chipa ba'adoy uva'ad beisoy. Kohen Gadol, and Yom Kippur, he brings one of the chatoyas, is for himself, and his bias. Baisoi says Rashi Zu Ishtoi. The household is referring to his wife. And Yehuda says that because the Pasuk says the Chipa Ba'adu Ba'ad Baisoi, he has to have a wife. So the Yehuda says over there, if you don't af Isha Khers, Maskin Laid even prepare for him another wife, Shema Thomas Ishtoi, his wife might die. Not sure what that did for the Kohen Gadol Shalom Bais. Imagine they tell him, look at some kippah, right? But just in case your wife dies, we've got you someone lined up. Right? She always knows that, you know, whenever you go, you don't behave yourself, get divorced. It's okay, I got my second one over there. She's lining up, she's queuing up to marry me. But that's weird. They prepared another wife for him, Shema Thomas Ishtay. So what do you see? Akoponim, that Rabbi Yehuda is chayish lemisa. And that's why they had to prepare for him another wife. So Mara says, no, that's nothing. That's not pshat the Rebbe Yehuda's chayshish lemisa. It's my law we learned. Amar Avuna Breidev, sure. Maila osu b'chaparom. It's the extra mile. It's the highest standard for the Kohen Gadol's Avodah and Yom Kippur. We wanted to get everything on 100% right. So just in case his wife would die on Yom Kippur, they had another wife prepared. Right, but that's not the standard thing that always chayshish lemisa. Right? Person has a cheskes chai, the animal has a cheskes chai. Right? It was just an extra mile about kaparos yom kippurim that they were choshish for something that we're normally never choshish for, and that is misa. So now the Gemara's a kasha. Bein l'man d'om Hashem b'Thomas, bein l'man d'om Hashem b'Tivrach. Remeir said that you cannot use an animal as a wall, and as machlokes Abaye and Rebzeira, what was pshat in Remeir? Why did Remeir say you cannot use an animal? Either because of Shema Tivrach, the animal might run away, or Shema Thomas, the animal might die, and then it shrinks, it falls to the ground, and you don't have a wall of tent fachim. So Mar says, Bein the man da'am Shema Thomas, whether you say the reason that you cannot use an animal according to Remeir is because of Shema Thomas, Bein the man da'am Shema Tivrach, whether you say according to Remeir that you cannot use an animal is because the animal might run away, but midaraisa, mechitsa ma'al yehi. Midaraisa is taka good mechitsa. Animals is an animal. It's dead. It's ten tfachim. The whole shayl is Rabbanan udu gadraba. Rabbanan made a gzera. Because Shema Thomas, or Shema Tivrach, but midaraisa, it is a good mechitsa. Elamato, if that's the case, the Remeo, tetamo mishum goylil. If you have a cover on a grave, right, the cover on a grave always becomes tummy, because you've got the dead person, you've got the deceased laying right beneath. Right? And Remeir said, Mar said earlier, that an animal on top of a grave does not become tummy. Right? But really what we're saying now is, according to Remeir, it is a good mechitza. It's just Midarais is a good mechitza, just Rabbonon, which was Remeir, and you had Abaye and Abzeira explaining why it's not a good mechitza. But that's only Gezeid Rabbonon, Shema Tivrach. We're worried it might run away. Shema Thomas, we're worried it might die. But Midarai said it is a good mechitza. So why did we learn, Aloma Tanan, why did we learn, if using an animal as a cover of a grave, Abuda says this animal does become Tomei, because of a goylul being a cover of a grave, Remeir metama. Remeir says that the animal is tahor. Right? Now, why is the animal tahor? Midaraisa, we're saying it's a good mechitza. If it's a good mechitza, it's a good oil as well. It is a cover of a grave, so it should be tummy. Why does Remeir say mitahir? Midaraisa mechitza ma'ayuhi. So Elo, Amar Vacher by Yaakov. So it's a new pshat now. Right, El always means it's a new pshat. So this is what we said previously till now. We had a machlekes Abaye and Abzeira. Why did Remeir say that you cannot use an animal as a mechitza, as a wall for a sukkah? Shema Thomas, Shema Tivrach, nothing to do with that. El, a new reason why you cannot use a behema as a mechitza for a sukkah. El Amar Vacher by Yaakov, Ksover Remeir. Remeir holds kol mechitza, any mechitza. Sha'imedes beruach. It's there by the breath. It's only standing up because it has a breath of life in it. Ein noy mechitza. It's not a mechitza. Ikud da'amri. It could be pshat is because the air, what's keeping the animal up? It's the ruach chayim. It's the air, the lungs, the heartbeat. That's not a tangible mechitza. Right, the whole animal is because it has a ruach chayim. That's not mechitza, it's not tangible. Now, Ikud da'amri, another pshat in what Rav Acha ben Yaakov said. Amar Rav Acha ben Yaakov, Ksova Remeir holds, kol mechitza she'eina asuya b'dei odom, eina mechitza. Anything which is not man-made is not called a mechitza. Rashi says, a ruach chayim, having a breath of life inside it, la b'dei odomu. It's not called b'dei odom. Shavu ein ruach b'yod enough. You can't go and start blowing air into the animal's lungs. It's not going to work. Therefore, it's not a mechitza. Right? So either pshat is anything that has a ruach chayim is not a mechitza, or pshat is it has to be man-made. An animal is not man-made. Right? A cliff or a mound of earth, right, could be used as a mechitza, even though it's not man-made, but it can be man-made. A person can build a cliff, he can build a mound of earth, so you can use it as a mechitza. Whereas a person cannot make an animal stay alive, so therefore it would not be a mechitza. May benayu, what's the difference between the two pshatim? Ik benayu, the oikma benoy tefuach. you have the a wine skin, like sort of like this something that you inflate. Right? Can you use a jumping castle as a wall for a mechitza, for a sukkah? Right, it's inflatable. Can you use inflatables as a mechitza? The mandama mechitza medes beruach. Ein mechitza. According to my Dhamma, it says that a mechitza that's made with a ruach, with breath, with air, so it's no good. So it won't be good. All right, haremed is beruach. Standing up because of air, it won't be good. My Dhamma ein asur b'day adam. It's not man made. This is man made. Hare asur b'day adam. It's man made, so it would be okay. Right, so it's a good. A riddle, but remember, write it down. For sukkahs, can you have an inflatable? You know, they get the jumping castles that have walls. Can I get an inflatable jumping castle and put schach on top? Right, instead of it has four walls or solid three walls. Can you use it as a sukkah? Right, so come out that the Koran to my Dhamma says that it's standing up beruach. Yeah, you cannot use it because it's not a mechitza. Yeah, most people tell you, what do you mean? I've got three walls. Mm. It says it's not. It's a medes beruach, so it won't be good. Yeah, it could be solid. You can make solid. Doesn't move that much. Doesn't move an amma this way, an amma that way. Okay, zog the gemara weiter. Chavdal on the base. We said earlier that you cannot write a get on a live animal. If you have an animal that's alive, you cannot take off the fur. You got the parchment stuck to the animal. Right? You cannot write a get on a live animal. My time with Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, what's the reason of Rabbi Yosi HaGlili that you cannot riding a get on an animal is no good. The sign we learned, safer. Pasuk says, the cost of law, safer krisis. Right? Safer is a document. So the Brisa says that they're safer. Any other safer. Only know that you can write a get on a document. Menayin the rabbi is called Dover. How do you know that you can write a get on anything? Tamalayma, the cost of law. Kosovlo, just write it. I don't care how, when, where, what, just write it. Makomokim. On anything, anywhere, anyhow. MK in Matam and Lema Sefer. Why does it say Sefer? Lemeloch to tell you, Ma Sefer Dover She'em by Ruach Chaim. A Sefer document is something that's not, doesn't have a breath of life in it. It's not a Ruach Chaim. The Enoi Oichel, and it doesn't, and it's not a food. So, because if you write on food, it's going to shrivel up. It's not going to last. It's not called the document. I've called Dovo, so too, when you write a get, has to be on something, she'ein by ruach chayim. It doesn't have a breath of life, ve'ein oichel, and it's not a food. Okay, so that's the opinion of Rabbi Yosi HaGlili. Rabbonon, and according to Rabbonon, who are matter writing on an animal, the pasuk says, the cost of loss, safer krisis. Right, it says the word safer. Safer means a document. A document is not an animal. It's not a document. Where it says, ikos of bisafer. If it would have said, because of bisafer, krisus, inner safer. Kedekarmus. Yeah, you're right. Hasha deksiv safer. Now that it just says the word safer. The sfiras dvorim ba'alma hu da'asa. It's only coming, the sfiras dvorim ba'alma. Right, Rashi says that the word sefer is not pshat that's telling you a klaf, but it's telling you what the get does. Because I've lost sefer krisus, right, the word sefer is a, something which cuts. Dvarim, you're writing words, shehei karsum and mafrid b'neim, words that are going to cut, that are going to separate the husband and wife. What's a barber called in Lashon HaKodesh? Supper. Right, what does he do? Cuts the hair. Right, so the kosavlo, sefer krisus, yeah, it's the sapa, it's the cutting. It's the cutting of that bond between the husband and wife, that's what you're doing.
krisus. So that's what the Torah writes, the kosel of saving krisus, is telling you what's taking place inside the get. It's a sapper, it's a cutting, it's a krisus between the husband and wife. Not pshat, like Rabbi Sagrid said, it has to be a document that you normally translate the word sefer. Rather, it's telling you, it's a, the divra get, a curry, a sefer, spheres, dvorim, and krisus. Right? Words that cut and sever the bond between them. Now, Rabbonon. So, contra Rabbonon. Hi, the kosav, my darshube. What do they learn from the word the kosav? Right, so Rashi explains, right, that since we're not talking about what you're writing, right, the sefer is not telling me it's a klaf, right, and so you don't need the kosav to tell me the rabbis called dovak. Originally, Rabbi Yosi Haglili said earlier, a few lines up, that the word sefer tells me it has to be a document. Right, and the kosav lot is telling me not only a document, but anything, but not a ruach haim and not eichel. But the word the kosav lot is telling me you can write really anything. If it's not a document, it can be maybe on a piece of wood, engraved on a piece of wood. You can write a whole get. It might take a long time, but you can engrave it on a piece of wood. It doesn't mamash have to be a document. As long as it's not a animal and it's not foods, Rabbi Yisrael really says it's okay. And he learned it out from the word the kosav. You can etch it on a piece of glass. You can carve it on a piece of wood, as long as it's, or stonemason on a nice big matzeva, you can give a get like that. But as long as it's not food, and it's not an animal, it's okay. And that, Rabbi Yosef, we learned that from the word v'kosav. But now the Rabbonon say that v'kosav and sefer, the sefer is not zlavdavka, it just means cutting. So what do they learn from the pasuk of v'kosav? That's the Rashailu. V'Rabbonon. Hi, v'kosav, my darshebe. What does he learn out from the word v'kosav? Where it says, ahum v'boilu, you need it, Rabbanu said, I need the word v'kosav to tell you, b'ksiva mizgareshes, that a person can divorce his wife, b'ksiva, v'eino mizgareshes b'kesef, but a person cannot divorce his wife through money. Right, Rashi says that he'd give kesef l'shem gereshin. And he'll tell her, Harei at Megureshes boy, just like he gives a ring. And he says, Harei at Mekudeshes li b'tabazu. Right? So you can have a ring, a divorce ring, a wedding band and a divorce band. Right? Put on the ring and say, Harei at Megureshes. You wear it on a different finger. Harei at Megureshes b'tabazu. If you can get married that way, why can't you get divorced that way? It says, Rabbanon, no, the kosav, yes, to write it, not with kesef, but through a writing. Salkadai dechamino, I would have said, hayul, since, the iskish we compare, yitzia lavoyom, we compare the yitzia exiting the marriage, lahavoya, to the becoming of the marriage. Mahavoya bekesef, the becoming of the marriage is done through kesef. This is what I would have thought. Af yitzia bekesef. I would have thought that the yitzia, the exiting of the relationship, should also be through kesef. Kamash malon. For that you have the pasuk of v'kosav. That v'kosav tells you that dafka through v'kosav lo sefer krisus, the sefer krisus, the severing of the bond has to be dafka through v'kosav, through writing it, and not through kesef. Rabbi Yisrael Glili, hai svara minole. How does Rabbi Yisrael Glili know this svara that a get has to be dafka through writing and not through kesef? You can't learn that from Bekosav, because he needed Bekosav to tell me in Mekom Mokom. You can write on anything, in any way, as long as it's not an animal and it's not food. So when it says, Sefer Krisus Nafkale, he learns it out from the word Sefer Krisus, a book, a document that cuts, that severs the bonds. Sefer Krisus, a Sefer that breaks that bond. The end of Acher Krisus, nothing else. It has to be a Sefer, a document that does it, and not anything else. Money cannot break it. Okay, v'idach. So what do Rabbanon learn out from the pasuk of Sefer Krisus? Ahumu boyle. It has to be l'dova hakeres beinoi l'veino. It has to be something that breaks the bond between him and her. Kedesanya, as we learned. If somebody tells his wife, hareza giteich, this is your get, amanas, I'll give you a get, amanas, on condition, shaloi tish tiyayin, you're not allowed to drink wine. Vamanas, shaloi telchi lebeis avich la'olam. You won't go to your father's house forever. Right, so he gives a get, but he makes certain conditions. Ein ze krisis. That's not called krisis. Kol shleishim yoim. If he does it for 30 days, he says, I'll give you a get, on condition for the next 30 days you don't drink wine, or for the next 30 days you don't go to your father's house, then I raise a krisis, then it is a krisis. So the word, the kosel of sefer krisis means that it has to be a complete break between the two. They're not connected in any way, right? If he was controlling and abusive, right? And now he's carrying on that controlling, and he says, I'll give you a get on condition, you don't do this, you don't do that, it doesn't work. And that's what Rabbanon learn out from the pasuk of Sefer Krisus, Dov HaKeires Beinoi Leveino. The Idach, so what does the B.A.C., how does he know that? Mikores Krisus Nafka. The pasuk could have said, V'kosel Sefer Kores. Why does it say Sefer Krisus? Right, so the double Lashon, Kores, Krisus, Kores, comes and tells me that Dafka, a document breaks the bond and not money. And then it's the fact that the Torah changes it from Kores to Krisus, tells me there has to be complete break, he cannot make any conditions. So what do Rabbanon learn out from the word Kores Krisus? The fact that the Torah wrote it in more of a plural language. Vidoch, Kores Krisus Leidashi. You can't be medayik. It's Sefer Krisus, a book of Lashon Rabbah, many people divorcing. You can't make a whole drosha of the way the Torah Dafka wrote Krisus and not Kores. That didn't appeal to them as a drosha, and therefore he doesn't have to dash in anything from that Sefer Krisus.